Blackstone Audio presents Euphoria, a novel by Lily King. This book is read by Simon Vance and Exy Sands.
1. As they were leaving the Mombano, someone threw something at them. It bobbed a few yards from the stern of the canoe. A pale, brown thing.
"Another dead baby,"
Fenton said. He had broken her glasses by then, so she didn't know if he was joking. Ahead lay the bright break in the curve of dark green land where the boat would go. She concentrated on that. She did not turn around again. The few Mombano on the beach were singing and beating the death gong for them, but she did not look at them a last time. Every now and then, when the four rowers, all standing, calling back to their people or out to other canoes, pulled at the same time, a small gust of wind struck her damp skin. Her lesions prickled and tightened, as if hurrying to heal in the brief dry air. The wind stopped and started, stopped and started. She could feel the gap between sensation and the recognition of it, and knew the fever was coming on again. The rowers ceased rowing to stab a snake-necked turtle and haul it into the boat, still writhing. Behind her, Fen hummed a dirge for the turtle. Too low for anyone but her to hear. A motorboat was waiting for them, where the Yuat met the Sepik. There were two white couples on board, with the driver, a man named Minton, whom Fen knew from Cairns. The women wore stiff dresses and silk stockings, the men dinner jackets. They did not complain about the heat, which meant they lived here, the men overseeing either plantations or mines, or enforcing the laws that protected them. At least they weren't missionaries. She couldn't have tolerated a missionary today.